This is Scott Becker with a special edition of the Becker's Private Equity and Business Podcast. This is going to be titled Five Thoughts on Business Leadership and Business Success, and I'll sort of walk through five of them. First, this concept of, as a leader, staying engaged in the business, staying engaged with the customers, with the employees, and being so tuned in with them. And that will lead to some other issues we're going to talk about in a second. But the first thing is, as a leader, as a CEO, so many people become CEO, they've been CEO for a while, and this starts to sort of like creep away. But we view it as so critical that one stays so engaged in the business, so engaged with the customers, so engaged with the employees, that they really know their business, know what's going on, and can then keep on steering the business in the right direction. The second point really grows out of this, and it comes from a brilliant discussion we had yesterday with a gentleman named Nevin Raj, who's the co-founder of a software as a service business. But it's this constant concept of, and we see this in any kind of business one's in, there are constant pivots that have to be made. There's pivots that are near-term, there's pivots that are short-term. In one of the businesses I used to run, it was a pivot from core traditionally serving hospitals and health systems to serving healthcare investors in healthcare, private equity funds in healthcare over the course of a career. In another business, it was the constant doubling down on digital assets, digital media, and then strengthening the conference business. But this constant knowledge of the need to make pivots in the software business, it's this concept of being so close to your customers that you actually know what pivots have to be made. Some of those pivots are made over the course of time. Some are made very quickly. But it sort of goes back to point one. You have to be so engaged with the business and so engaged with the customers and so engaged with employees, quite frankly, to be able to know what those pivots are that have to be made and to see the market and make those pivots. And you have to be so aligned with your employees and your leadership and your teams that you actually can make those pivots. The third concept in business, and this will depend on what business you're in. It's not necessary for certain kinds of business, but understanding what scale can look like in a business. What does that look like? How would that work? And we'll go into point four and five as we touch on scale in a second. But the concept on whether scale of a large, major size or a smaller size, it's the importance, and this I'll call point four, is understanding what teams need to look like to scale a business to a certain size. And it's sort of like, how big does the sales team need to look? What does the customer service team need to look like? If you're a software firm, how many engineers do you have to have going, and coders and data people and so forth, to make sure that the software is constantly getting better? We talked about in one discussion yesterday this need for depth and support behind the software so that customers are constantly supported, because they can't buy something and not be supported because they won't keep on using it and you won't keep on being able to grow. But this constant notion of understanding what your teams need to look like to be successful for the type of business you want to have. And it will differ by business, but understanding what those look like and what size they need to be, what skills they have to have on them is so critical. So we've sort of talked through 4 points so far as a leader, staying closely engaged in the business, being able to make the pivots and understand the pivots you need to make. Third is understanding what scale needs to look like in a business. Fourth is understanding what your teams need to look like. The fifth thing I would say is understanding the sales process and what a sales team looks like. In terms of a sales process and a sales team, are you looking at high volume transactions where you're looking at lower sophistication salespeople doing lots of them or able to move those transactions online? Or are you looking at big relationship types of sales where it requires a lot of handholding by very bright people that are very attuned to the salesperson? And I've seen different sales organizations. Some have sort of the boiler room types of sales opportunities and situations, hundreds of salespeople going, and not necessarily doing small ticket transactions, but some doing small ticket transactions, and others built around great sales teams of 5 to 15. And into that discussion comes on the sales distribution side, comes this discussion of, are you able to wholesale distribute products or what you're doing or software through others? Or does it have to be all sold directly to customers by your own sales team? A ton of the most successful businesses ultimately end up having to do distribution through others to reach the scale they want to reach. And always complicated decisions, because even there, you've got to stay very intent to managing those relationships and make sure those are being optimized and maximized. So in any event, today's discussion is five thoughts on business leadership and success, staying engaged, pivoting, some big, some small, but being so engaged that you know what those pivots are. Third, understanding scale and what scale needs to look like, and it will differ depending on the business. Fourth, and closely tied to that, but not necessarily, is understanding what your teams need to look like. What do teams need to look like? What teams do you need to have? Where do you have to be great? Where can you outsource? Fifth is understanding the sales process and how you're sort of going after the market. Are you doing it through high volume sales? Are you doing it through lots of salespeople? Are you doing it through a small number of sales-driven professionals? Or are you doing it through distributorship relationships? And even there, you've got to manage those relationships. In any event, we hope you enjoy this. A great pleasure is always for me to get to talk to brilliant people and glean through some of the ideas and try and categorize those. And I hope this resonates with you. If you have any comments or questions or a suggestion for a guest on the Becker's Private Equity Podcast, please reach myself, Scott Becker. Thank you to Danny Barker for tremendous production help, as always. Thank you very much.